So if we let the dumb criminals off the hook, they're not going to learn, right? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story, which is an example of, you know, what not to do. It's kind of a dumb criminal look. It's kind of, we set the bar very low for your day. So if nothing else happens today, you can at least look back on this moment and say, well, at least that didn't happen. This is kind of a feel-good story. It depends on who you are. If you can manage to make it through the day without upsetting prosecution by making a side deal with the defendant, then you're doing okay. Let me explain. All right. This guy named Peter, he had a 96 Toyota Camry. All right. That is quite the vehicle. It was hotwired. It was stolen last year. It's a 29-year-old car. He said it wasn't exactly the picture of health. It even had a bumper sticker on the car that said, the book value of my car is one Baja Blast. Which, you know, would be like Mountain Dew Baja Blast, right? So about a month later, his car turns up. And the thief, the vehicle was a mess. The insurance company declared it was total, gave him a check for $1,700. The thief was a lady named Cherise, right? She was charged with unauthorized use and possession of a stolen vehicle. Now, they're felonies, right? But Peter thought, you know what? I got $1,700 for this car. It's a 96 Toyota Camry. It's 29 years old. I literally have a bumper sticker that says the book value of my car is one Baja Blast. So he asked the judge to drop the charges against her in exchange for, yes, a Mountain Dew Baja Blast to honor the bumper sticker. The judge was like, nah, all right, that's fine. Told the defendant, you worked out a smoking hot agreement. So the prosecution was like, wait, what are we doing here? And so literally a Mountain Dew Baja Blast was what she gave him. He got it. Peter got it. And the best or the worst part of it at all, he didn't like it. He was like, I'm just not like a big soda guy. It was a little too citrusy for me, a little bit pineapple-y. Maybe it's better if you're actively eating a taco because, you know, you get a lot of the Baja Blast at Taco Bell, right? Peter's fine with the deal, though. He basically said, look, I just didn't want to see this person go to jail over my 96 Toyota Camry. It's 29 years old. The insurance already paid me $1,700, which is probably more than the actual car was worth. So again, this is kind of a setting the bar story for like the prosecution, but really kind of a feel good story. So it kind of like skirts that line. But yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without upsetting the prosecution by making a little side deal to trade your car for a Baja Blast Mountain Dew, then you're doing okay. But what I want to know, that is such an epic trade. You've got to have an example of a time that you were like, you know what? Don't need money. I need that. What trade, what were you offered in trade? Either did you do it or did someone offer you something in trade? We want to take those stories. Want to hear those coming up.